Shanti. Very warmly welcome Sister Suman with us this morning. Sister Suman has been to Baba since childhood and for about more than 30 years. And she is one of the main instruments here who is coordinating different wings, activities and programs, and especially for double foreigner programs. And today she will share with us many stories and memories about our ancestor souls, the pillars of Yaya. And we hope that you will feel the presence of all the our ancestor souls and enjoy very beautiful sharings, memories about the ancestor souls. And thank you, Sister Suman, for being with us this session. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. It's thoda sa mic volume badhao isko. It's always a pleasure to speak about the ancestors, to know our ancestors, because of their renunciation, tapasya and service that they have done, we exist, right? They are the foundation. And what we today see, the organization, is completely different from how it began, right? Because now it's an international organization. It all started as Yajna, as Om Mandali, as it had a very humble beginning, right? And the whole scenario was different at that time. And looking at the present organization, Brahma Kumari's organization, it's very important for us to know where it all began. Of course, we as Baba's children, we know where it began. But all those little stories which inspire us, and all those dadis, of course we know few dadis, not all of them, right? There are some incognito souls who have done a lot for the Yajna, who have given their lives for the Yajna. So we will try to know a little, because only in few minutes we won't be able to know everything. But as far as possible, like whatever I remember, I'll try to share those stories with all of you. So now the picture that you are seeing, do you recognize all the faces? Some of them. Okay. On the top? Mama. Right. On the next line? Dadi Prakashmani? Manmohini Didi? Janki Dadi? Gulzar Dadi? Chandramani Dadi. Okay. So below Chandramani Dadi, towards that? No. Here. Chandramani Dadi and below. Last one is Shantamani Dadi. Then, after Shantamani Dadi, who? Gange Dadi. Right? Gange Dadi. And after Gange Dadi? Manohorindra Dadi. Okay. So, after Manohorindra Dadi, below Janki Dadi? Santri. Okay. Santri Dadi. Okay. So, next? No, next to Shasantri Dadi. Brijendra Dadi. Okay. So next to Brijendra Dadi? Nirmal Shanta Dadi. And then last is Ishu Dadi. So below Ishu Dadi towards the end, last? all-rounder dadi. Who is all-rounder dadi? Gulzar dadi's Laukik mother. Right. So next, Vishwa Kishor Bhav. Everyone call him as Bhav because he was the elder one. Okay. So next, Vishwa Kishor Bhav. Jagdish Bhai. Ramesh Bhai. No, after Ramesh Bhai, next to Ramesh Bhai? No. Anand Kishor Dada. Anand Kishor Dada. Phir next? Vishwaratan Dada. And then? Chandrahas Dada. Then next? Rudya Pushpa Dadi. Chandramani Dadi's elder sister. Okay. Below and last line, end, is Mittu Dadi. Mittu Dadi. So next is Sandeshi Dadi. These Dadis might be, you won't be knowing, right? So Sandesh, second one is Santri Dadi. Third, do you remember third? Shilendra Dadi. This is Shilendra Dadi is Didi's, Manmohini Didi's Laukik sister. Okay. So and the next? Shilendra Dadi. With the specs is Shilendra Dadi. Yeah, that is Santri Dadi. Santri Dadi is Vishwa Kishor Bhau's yugal. Okay. So next to the spectacle, the Santri, Shilendra Dadi? Baba's Brahmani. What was the name? Lachu Dadi. Yeah, she was the only one who was to wear the dress. She never agreed to wear the sari. So next to her, next to Lachu Dadi, this round face. Dadi used to, some Mohini, like, I just forgot, it's there in the slides. Atta Mohini Dadi, Atta Mohini. We have a very good, beautiful stories about all these people. I'll just share later. So next, Kunj Dadi. Kunj Dadi is related to Prakashmani Dadi. Kunj Dadi is Prakashmani Dadi's sister's daughter. And then next to Kunj Dadi is Bholi Dadi. Bholi Dadi, who is to take care of Bhandara, of the kitchen. Right? Baba used to speak of about her in the Muralis. Right? So next to her, Devta Dadi. Devta Dadi. And next to her, yeah, even I have forgotten the names of these two dadis. That will come later on the slides. So yeah, a lot to remember, right? But when we know the stories, it's easy to remember them, actually. Okay, so Yashodhamma is Baba's Laukik wife, right? Do you recognize everyone in the photo, at least? Okay, not this one, but this, in this picture, do you recognize everyone? In this picture, you recognize Mamma, right? Mamma, Yashodhamma, and then Dada Lake Raj. And in the family who are sitting is Dada Lake Raj, Yashodhamma, and behind the brother who is standing is the elder son of Brahma Baba. And next to one is Brijendra Dadi and one is Nirmal Shanta Dadi. So elder son was a son and the next was Nirmal Shanta Dadi. The second daughter was Nirmal Shanta Dadi. And the three kids who are sitting are, this is Narayan Dada. Towards the end is Narayan Dada. And two other are girls, Puttu Dadi and Suryam Dadi. So these were the family members of Dada Lake Raj. Actually, there's a beautiful story. Actually, Brahma Baba was doing his business, but at the age of 60s, you know, he was really not interested to renounce everything. But Yashodama was very much into bhakti, very much into devotion. She used to tell her husband, Dada Lake Raj, okay, I think this is the time to wind up because we have expanded too much. This is the time to wind up. But Baba was not interested. Like, he was interested in business. But then the drama was something different. So he started to get different visions. We know the stories of all those things, right? Baba got visions, and then slowly he got diverted towards spiritual path. But before that also, even though he was not so much interested, Brahma Baba was not so much interested on the path of devotion or towards spirituality, he had very royal sanskars, actually. As you have heard these stories, that Baba would never beat up his children, or, you know, he used to deal with his children very tactfully, in a very clever way. He never used to scold or, you know, beat up his children, his kids. So Baba had a very royal sanskar. So this is Brijendra Dadi. You know the stories of Brijendra Dadi, right? Brijendra Dadi was the first one to see when Baba entered, Shubaba entered in the body of Brahma Baba. And she was a fortunate one to see that, get that vision of how Shubaba said Nijananda Swarupam Shivoham Shivoham Sachit Ananda Shivo Swarupam Shivoham Shivoham. And Brijendra Dadi belonged to a very wealthy family. She belonged to a very wealthy family. And she didn't have her father. But Dada Lake Raj saw, let me call Dada like Brahma Baba only, right? Because before, we are not used to call Brahma Baba as Dada Lake Raj. So Brahma Baba, when he was going on the road, he was, you know, walking, he was doing, going somewhere, and he saw a beautiful girl with a beautiful hat, and she was with her brother buying something in a shop. And Brahma Baba got attracted towards this small kid. Not too small, but a young a girl. And at that time, he thought, okay, she will be my daughter-in-law for my elder son. Because he was attracted towards this girl. So later on, Brahma Baba approached Brijendra Dadi's elder brother for the hand of Brijendra Dadi for his elder son. So his elder son, the Brijendra Dadi's elder brother, didn't know how rich or how wealthy Brahma Baba was. Of course, he was popular in Karachi and in Sindh, Hyderabad, but he didn't really know how wealthy he was. This brother said, okay, I have no problem sending my sister as a daughter-in-law to your house, but I have three conditions, he said. Because I have brought up my sister with so much love and so much wealth, and we have taken care of her so well. So first condition is, she will only walk on carpets. Means, the house should be carpeted. In those days, just, you know, no, it's not a normal thing to carpet the house, you know. So it was only very filthy rich people will carpet, who used to carpet the house. And secondly, my sister will not work in the kitchen. She will not cook in the kitchen. Maybe she will not work, do the household work. In 1930s, remember, just see, like, you know, like, girls not working in the kitchen is something was abnormal. Like every daughter-in-law have to go and work at the in the kitchen, cook in the kitchen. But he said no. She is not going to cook. She is not going to work. And then thirdly, whenever she wants to go out, she would need her private vehicle, one vehicle for her itself dedicated. So, because she belonged to such wealthy family, you know, so then the brother also expected to marry her off to a family where there's a lot of wealth. So Brahma Baba just smiled, and then after a few days, he invited Brijendra Dadi's brother over to his Karachi house. And he, you know, fed him with food. He actually invited him for a meal, and he fed him with vessels, silver vessels, and he opened every cupboard of the jewelry, ornaments, how much he had to show. Because in the shop, you know, Brahma Baba was a goldsmith, right? So he had all types of jewels in the shop and in the cupboard. So he opened and showed everything, all the stock and everything. So then the brother was convinced, okay, I can get my sister married to his son. So she belonged to such a wealthy family, and then she came, and when she came, she was completely, with all ornaments from top to bottom, like full golden ornaments. And also Baba also gave her lots. But when Shubaba came and started the yagya, after a few days, you know, and Brahma Baba never told anyone to take off their ornaments, or, you know, be very ordinary, very simple, wear white clothes. Baba never told anyone. But as they heard Baba's knowledge, gradually they got that feeling of renunciation. And then one day, Brijendra Dadi said, Baba, I don't want to wear any ornaments. So she put all her ornaments, put it in a cloth, tied it up, such a big bundle of ornaments, golden ornaments, she gave it to Baba for run the yagya. See, such a big renunciation these dadis have come. It's not only the one story of one dadi. So almost all dadis were belonging to such wealthy family. But the moment they had that faith in Baba, faith in Baba's knowledge, they renounced everything. So looking at their renunciation, we feel we are not even 1% of what they have done. Because, you know, when they came together, when 330 sisters started to live together, they started to share the rooms, right? Might be in their mansions, they might be having their own private rooms, single rooms. They started to share 8 people, 10 people, 12 people in a room. And, you know, all types of adjustments they did. And during beggary part especially, they had to eat one meal a day. And they faced everything. But they didn't crib about it, right? Happily they did everything. So there, in front of their renunciation, our renunciation is nothing. And later on, only Brijendra Dadi came into the yagya. Her husband, Brahma Baba's elder son, he didn't come. He was not interested in knowledge, and he got married to someone else. and he had his own family. So later on, when the whole yagya came to Mount Abu, and all the dadis one by one went to different cities, different places to open the centers and do service, Brijendra Dadi was sent to Bombay. And she started to serve, live in the center and serve there. And there was a time when her husband came back. And he was completely regretting for what he had done. But what's the use, you know, going away from Baba. And I think he had some disease also when he came back. So Brijendra Dadi didn't want to speak to him, but later on Brahma Baba asked Sudev, and she served him also. But he had a lot of guilt in his mind when he was living body. And Brijendra Dadi had one son, and his name was Ghanshyam. And he was very young when Dadi came to the yagya, and she brought her son also into the yagya. So he lived in the yagya until Karachi, when everyone came to Mount Abu, the child also came. And later on, when everyone started to leave, Narayan Dada, the youngest son of Brahma Baba, he said, okay, I will go to Bombay, I'll take my nephew with me so that he will learn something, he will teach him some business or something. So he took along with him. But there was a beautiful story of him. When Dadi was living in Bombay, Ghanshyam was also in Bombay along with Narayan Dada. He was doing his business. So every weekend he used to come to Brijendra Dadi center. He used to spend his time with his mother. But after a few years, you know, like maybe 1 or 2 years, he got chicken pox. Ghanshyam got chicken pox. And in those days, they didn't have any cure. Not much. Medication was not so powerful at that time. So he had too much of chicken pox everywhere. Too much. You know, there was no space in the between the skin, like it was too much. So he was admitted to the hospital, and Brahma Baba told Dadi, Brijendra Dadi, to go and serve him because it was her son. So last moments, you know, let her serve him. But not everyone was allowed into the hospital at that time because they could get infected. But Brijendra Dadi and Vishwakishor Bhau went and served the child. And also, but towards the end, when there were few days left to leave the body, he was remembering Brahma Baba a lot. I want to meet Brahma Baba. I want to meet Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba is his grandfather, right? So Brahma Baba had visited Bombay at that time. And Baba was told, Ghanshyam is remembering you. So Baba said, okay, I'll go and meet him. So Baba went and met him in hospital without any protection. You know, he was not, actually everyone refused, Baba, don't go to the hospital, otherwise you will get infected. Baba said, no, I won't have to go there. So he went, he hugged the child. So the child was satisfied, you know, like, okay, it was the end. I met Baba, and Baba fed something to the child, and then next day the child left the body. And the very interesting thing was, when he left body and all the cremation was done, Brijendra Dadi attended the cremation and did everything. And after all the cremation, she came to Baba, because Baba was still in Bombay at that time in the center. So Brijendra Dadi came back to came to meet Baba, and she said, Baba, when the child left body, I didn't feel the sorrow within that my child left the body. I felt light, you know, or like it was the other way around. I didn't feel the sorrow, but I felt light. I felt happy that the soul left the body. So why is it? Then Baba said, it is because you have served the soul and the soul left the body in a happy state of mind. And the soul has done a lot of service in the yajna. And the role has finished. So the part has finished and now it's left the body. So Dadi didn't have the slightest attachment, even though she was serving him, but didn't have the slightest attachment towards the child. She was even more lighter when the soul left body. So that was her level of dharana. Because usually, you know, mothers would have that attachment towards the children. So she didn't even slightly have that attachment towards the child. So great souls. And Nirmal Shanta Dadi, you know who she is, right? Laukik daughter of Brahma Baba. And her Laukik name was Parvati. Actually, when Shiv Baba entered in the body of Brahma Baba, Nirmal Shanta Dadi was already married. She was married off to some very big businessman and she already had a daughter. And when all this process started and all the sisters started to come and do the home mandali gathering, and Nirmal Shanta Dadi used to live in her in-law's home, right? She used to sometimes visit Brahma Baba. And she used to see what's happening, you know, like so many girls coming and surrounding my father. What's happening? She used to feel, left out. Before, Baba used to really take care of his kids, give lot of time, lot of love, sit and eat together, chat a lot, you know, give lot of time with his kids. But now when Om Mandali, lots of sisters are coming, sisters and brothers are coming, so Baba hardly had time for his kids. So she used to feel left out, that she used to feel, oh, Baba doesn't love me anymore. She used to feel sad. And whenever she used to meet Brahma Baba or Yashoda Mata, both of them used to give her gyan. You are a soul, that, this. Oh, they used to give gyan. So she used to feel, what is this? They don't love me anymore. They just start give me knowledge only. So she used to get upset. So one day, when she came to Baba's home, she used to visit Brahma Baba's home frequently, you know, at least 3-4 times in a week. So one evening when she came to Baba's house, some sisters were doing ras. They were into trance. They were dancing in trance. And the dance was so beautiful. It was not like a usual dance. Like, you know, like in trance when they dance, you know, it's very slow motion. And it is like very spiritual. It was something very out of the world experience. So when Dadi, Nirmal Shanta Dadi saw them, she said, oh, I recognize this one. I recognize this. I know her name. I know all these girls. I know. But why are they dancing? What's happening? And the way they are dancing, it's very different. So she was curious. She was drawn towards them. And she went towards them and saw, and everyone were, you know, like unconscious, like they were into trance. She couldn't speak to them. So then she waited until they came down, came out of the trance. And when they came out of the trance, Dadi asked one sister there, can you explain the experience? What did you see? What did you do? What was your feeling? Then that sister said, see, I'm not in a state to speak now. Because she would have had that alaukik spiritual experience and she was not in a state of mind to speak. She said, can you come back tomorrow? Because I don't want to speak now. And Dadi got even more curious. So she said, okay, I'll come back. She didn't have any idea, any thought of coming back tomorrow. But then now she wanted to know the story. She said, okay, I'll come back tomorrow. So when she was leaving, Baba said, okay, I'll drop you off. So Brahma Baba drove her, drew Nirmashanta Dadi back home. When he was driving, Dadi said, Baba, I want to come back tomorrow. Will you send the car? Then Baba said, let me see what will happen tomorrow. As though, like very detached. And Nirmashanta Dadi got very upset. That Baba would never say this before. He would always say, okay child, I'll send you the car. He used to give a lot of love. Show. But now he's as though he doesn't want me to come. He's saying, oh, let me see tomorrow what happens. She got very upset. So then she said, Baba, why are you saying this? Why, you don't want to send the car tomorrow? Then Baba said, let's see. You know what will happen tomorrow? Because Baba had already that knowledge of drama and like she said. So Baba said, do you know what was going to happen tomorrow? So Dadi got very upset, then said, Baba, send the car. I'll come by myself. Let me say, otherwise I'll not come at all. She got very upset and she went. And she slept. It was night. And when she slept, in the middle of the night, she saw the vision of Krishna. And she got up and sat. Then she thought, oh, why is he coming again and again? So then again she tried to sleep. Again after a few minutes, again she got some vision of Krishna again. She got up and again, then again. So she tried to sleep, but then she got the vision of Brahma Baba and Krishna together. Like face of Brahma Baba and face of Krishna. So then she understood, okay, my father is no more an ordinary person now. Because until now, she was looking at Brahma Baba as her father, Laukik father, right? So now she got that realization, okay, now my father is no more an ordinary person. He is an elevated one. So now this transformation is happening. So she got that realization all of a sudden. So then she regretted, this is my mistake. I'll definitely go back tomorrow and apologize to my father, she thought. And for her, it was a very big thing. And for especially Nirmal Shanta Dadi and Yashodama, it was a big thing to accept Brahma Baba as Brahma Baba. Because Yashodama used to look at Dada Lekhraj as her husband. Right? And Nirmal Shanta Dadi used to look at Dada Lekhraj as a father, Laukik father. So now these many sisters and brothers are coming, they're dancing with Baba, they're going into trance, they're hugging him and all these things. They are feeling upset. Just imagine a yugal, somebody coming and hugging my husband. It's something very, those days, in 30s, it was something very, and to change that mind and to elevate themselves, to get detached and to make their mind so broad, to remove that attachment and stop looking at that person with the Laukik relation was a big thing for them. Right? It was not easy. For other dadis, to accept Baba as Baba was different because they used to come from different families. Right? So that was, it was easy for them to accept. But for the Laukik family, to accept Brahma Baba with the changed role, it was something very different. And they did it. It took time. And as Nirmal Shanta Dadi explains, she used to feel, why? Baba has stopped loving me now. And she used to cry many times. Oh, Baba doesn't love me anymore. As a kid, they are all young. And she used to sit and cry. But later on, they became stronger. The more they became more spiritual, realized the consciousness of the self, of the soul, So then they were able to understand the real role of Brahma Baba. So then at that night, Dadi got sick. She got fever and shivering and all those things, and then Dadi couldn't get up in the morning. And then she realized why Baba said, okay, tomorrow, we'll see what will happen tomorrow. You know, so then in the evening she was a little bit okay. Then Brahma Baba came to her house and then she apologized Baba, and then so she was okay. From then onwards, she accepted Baba's Gyan and started to come and attend Om Mandali. And she became a part of Om Mandali. And when they shifted to Karachi, they stayed in different houses, right? Brahma Baba with his Laukik family lived in one house. Mamma with Kumaris lived in another house, and some others, all the mothers lived in other house. So there were five houses Baba had bought. So they were living in different houses, and they had to do their own work. And especially Nirmal Shanta Dadi and Brijendra Dadi, their duty, you know what their duty was? No. Of course, they used to have roasters. But then the main role of Brijendra Dadi and Nirmal Shanta Dadi was repairing the cars. Brijendra Dadi knew how to repair a car. You know, she used to go under the car, repair everything. You know, the Baba made them to wear those pants. You know, you have seen in those pictures, no? Baba made them to wear, to remove the body consciousness. Because in those days they used to wear only saris with ghungat, with the veil. So in order to remove all that body consciousness, Baba made them to wear those shorts, those skirts, and you know, all these dresses, and make them do everything. They did everything. Even you have heard the story of Gulzar Dadi, how they jumped into the vessel and they used to wash the vessel and then come out, right? So they did all types of seva there in Karachi. And also, Dadi, when they came to Madhuban, to Pandav Bhavan, and it was too cold. The weather was, you know, in Karachi, it's a beach, it's a sea level city, and it was warm, and it was very comfortable, right? So when they came here to Mount Abu, it was like too cold during winters. Nowadays, it's nothing. Even those days in the 60s, it was even more cold, right? The environment was like even more good. So it was even more cold at that time. So Dadi had asthma, and during winter her asthma would increase. They did lot of remedies, lot of treatment was done, but even then she was not cured of asthma. And in those days, in beggary part, they didn't consult any doctors because they didn't have money to consult a doctor. And in Mount Abu, there was only one government hospital. They didn't have global hospital, right, at that time. So one government hospital, one or two doctors, that's it. And whatever medicine, anybody would get sick, who were the doctors, you know? Who treat? How would we know what treatment they should be given? They used to go to in trance. The Sandeshis, they used to go in trance. Whatever Almighty Baba, they used to call Shiv Baba. They used to call Almighty Baba. So Almighty Baba used to give the remedy. Okay, give this child this. Whatever herbs, whatever kitchen spices or whatever thing Baba used to recommend. So they used to come and do accordingly and give those medicines to the patients. So for Nirmal Shanta Dadi also, now you know it's been a long time that her asthma is not getting better. So now Brahma Baba asked one of the Sandeshi to go to trance and ask Almighty Baba to get a medicine. So this Sandeshi goes and comes back with a message, and she goes to Brahma Baba and she says, Baba, Almighty Baba has given this remedy for Nirmal Shanta Dadi for her asthma. So Brahma Baba asks, what is it? And she says, Almighty Baba has asked to make Nirmal Shanta Dadi bathe with iced cold water. And you just imagine, you know, in those winter times, to take bath in iced cold water, you know, for a normal person only, it's like so scary. And for an asthma patient, to take bath in iced cold water, that soul might leave the body also. You know, like because of that asthma is so severe. So now Brahma Baba got so, you know, like worried. What's it like? Is the Sandeshi right, or you know what? Like you start to have that doubt, element of doubt, right? So is the message right, or is that Sandeshi doing some trick, or you know, like something like that? So then Brahma Baba said, no, go back again. Ask again, Baba. So she went back again to Baba in trance and then asked Baba again the same message. She came back and told Baba, the message is the same. Almighty Baba is asking her to take bath in cold water. So now Baba told, because it's his Laukik daughter also, you know, like, and it's his it's not a matter of Laukik thing, or but it's his responsibility, right? He's responsible for every child living in the yagya. So then he said, okay, ask Sandeshi to go to Nirmal Shanta Dadi and give this message what Baba has to Almighty Baba has given. So that Sandeshi went and gave this message to Nirmal Shanta Dadi. And Nirmal Shanta Dadi said, okay. And she had so much trust in Baba. This is a test paper, right? to go and take bath. And if that would happen to us, you know, if I have asthma and if Baba says, give me the message, okay, go take bath in cold water, then I don't, will I be able to do it? You know, we need to check within ourselves. So what level of trust do I have in Baba? But Nirmal Shanta Dadi said, okay, that's not a problem. If Baba is saying, he's responsible. Right, why should I have any doubt? So she said, okay, I'm ready to take bath in cold water, ice cold water. She said, okay, then we didn't have ice in the yagya, we didn't have refrigerators in the yagya. So from the market, they got a very big block of ice and it got melted. And that with that cold water, then Dadi was made to sit in the bathroom. And then Baba asked Sandeshi, that the same Sandeshi, to put that in the from the mug to put water on her head, right? So as she took that water to put it on the head of Nirmal Shanta Dadi, she was pulled to trance. The Sunday she was pulled to trance, and she was just holding her, you know, mug of water, and she went into trance. And Baba gave the message that Nirmal Shanta child has passed the test. See, such test Baba used to test each child so much. So after, only after the exam would be, you know, whether we pass or fail, accordingly we claim the status, right? So this level of exams Baba used to have, each child, how much trust they have. So Dadi passed the test. Right? So trust is a very big thing. We say, oh, I have faith in Baba, I have faith in Baba. But when the situation comes, then we realize how much faith we have in Baba. Right? So this is the story of Nirmal Shanta Dadi. And later on she went on to Calcutta. She took care of the eastern zone. And then she left body in Madhuban. Only a few years before. Okay, this is Vishwakishore Bhau. Right? Very precious jewel of the yajna. Very incognito. Very incognito. And Vishwakishore Bhau, you know who is Laukik relationship with Brahma Baba? He is the son of the elder brother of Brahma Baba. He used to live with Brahma Baba in Calcutta. Brahma Baba, when he used to do business in Calcutta, Brahma Baba had business in three places, actually. In Calcutta, in Bombay, and in Sindh, Hyderabad. These three places Baba used to do his business. Bhau used to live in Calcutta with Brahma Baba's family. And Vishwakishore Bhau and Santri Dadi, they are yugal. Both of them used to live with Brahma Baba's family and take help in Baba's business. And even then, you know, there he was very... yes, you want to ask something? After Shiv Baba entered, after the yajna started.
They didn't go in trance before?
No. They were ordinary people. They were ordinary household people. Like,
how did they know for, you know, Brahma Baba, whoever, verify that they were actually going in trance and talking to Shiv Baba or getting messages from Shiv Baba? How was the verification done at that point in time?
Verification, I don't think they needed any verification. Because it's not only, they used to have different types of messages. Like some used to go and have the visions of golden age. Just be there with the gopis and gopis, dance there. This is a story of Devta Dadi, you know. She stayed in the state of that trance for 6 months. She never came down. You know, that's why she is called as Devta Dadi. And she used to eat very little. And you know, she used to stay in that. And she used to speak to everyone in the language of golden age language. You know, like for comb, they say kesh chilkari. You know, on those, you know, they never used to understand what is this kesh chilkari. You know, like so she used to speak in the golden age language. Like, so yeah, so they used to have different visions. And also you can see how it depends on the clarity of the message that they get. Then how much clarity is there in their intellect. So Santri Dadi was personal messenger of Brahma Baba. So any personal message, any confidential messages that Brahma Baba wanted from Almighty Baba, so Santri Dadi used to bring all those messages, confidential and personal messages. So Santri Dadi was personal messenger of Brahma Baba.
So another question which arises, and I'm sorry I'm interrupting you.
It's okay. okay, it's nice, like interaction. Otherwise, you know, some people are dozing off. It is like a lullaby. The stories are like a lullaby thing. Yeah. No. Only visions that Brahma Baba got was the initial days. Initial days that he got visions of Vishnu, he got visions of destruction, he got visions of, you know, only those visions he got. Later on, you know, I don't think, it's a thing of conscious stopping also. Like he didn't want maybe to go into trance and have that. Later on, Brahma Baba used to say this is a waste of time. Right? So like, it was initial days Brahma Baba got those trance messages. He went into trance. Yeah. Can you switch it on? Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. Because there was a story when, you know, Brahma Baba was supposed to go, like, you know, to some place, you know, whether it is Bombay or whatever, and he had already communicated to, I believe it was Chakradhari Dadi. She happened to pick up the phone and all of that, and he had sent a messenger, whether it was Santri Dadi, I can't remember the name now, but she said, don't go. Like, you know, not she, but Shiv Baba said, no, don't go, and the plans got changed in the moment right away. And he paid the taxi driver who was waiting, and then, you know, the plans were changed right away. So in those instances, wouldn't it be more efficient for Brahma Baba to go and, you know, but he still believed or, you know, like followed the instructions coming from Shiv Baba through the messenger? This is just out of curiosity, like, you know, it is absolutely amazing how Brahma Baba had faith in Santri Dadis and Sandeshi Dadis and the other Sandeshis who were in the Yajna. And
see, this is the difference. Always Brahma Baba thought that he was a puppet of Shiv Baba, right? He didn't think that he is a head, he is authority, he is the head of the yajna. No, it is always Shiv Baba who is doing everything through me. The feeling, the consciousness of being an instrument. So I want to do only those things what Baba wants me to do. That level of surrender of intellect. So it's not the belief in the Sandeshi. It, of course, there's a belief, there's an faith, element of faith towards that Sandeshi, that messenger. But mainly, it's the faith in Shiv Baba, the level of surrender intellect. Why should I interfere my mind, my thoughts? So let me just follow what Shiv Baba is saying. Right? That level of surrender is there.
And one last question is, in this day and age, amongst us right now, in the Yajna, do we have any Sandeshis?
We have few, but then not as Dadis. The level of their quality is different, right? We have quite a few. In the Yajna. Even Mohini Didi, New York, she goes into trance.
Sister, could you please share a few golden age language with us? Because you said because I'm always curious to know what language they would have used, because Baba says
it is a combination of Hindi. And, you know, like not Urdu or not Sanskrit or something, very royal Hindi. Like,
if you know a few words, like what you said, in the home they use kesh.
Yeah, I just remember these one or two, you know. Kesh chilkari, dant chilkari, you know, like to brush. I don't think we will have a plastic brush that we use these days. There will be a different method to brush our teeth, maybe in the golden age. I don't know. We will have to see. Yeah. In golden age? Yeah, I think there should be a different session on golden age. That would be nice. Yeah. Yeah, golden age, it's a very wonderland, we can say. But it's not not something which is, you know, how will it work, or, you know, sometimes it is like fiction, like what we see fiction movies. It's not that like that, but it's very like the way that we work will be very normal. Like everyone will have to work in the sense, it's not those who have to construct the building will have to construct the building, those who have to cook will have to cook, those who, you know, those who have to clean, they will have to clean. Those who will have to do the administration part, they will have to do the administration part. It's not that we won't work there. We will work it, but with not that, there won't be any burden. There won't be the consciousness of, oh, I have to work, I have to go for work. It's like, I have to rush, I have to do this, I have to do that. Everything will be very smooth. In few of the gold, in the Murali's Baba has said that it will work somewhat like a model on the based on Madhuban. How Madhuban works, right? There are different departments, and if I want any material, I just go bring the material there, from there. I don't have to pay. So there won't be any currency to pay, but maybe there will be a barter system. I give something and take something. So there will be a barter system. So that everything will be there. But everything will be smooth. And there won't be any clashes of sanskars. There would be happiness. We'll be riding pushpak vimans and decorated with ornaments. And yeah, all those things will be there.
You actually stole words from my mouth, because that's exactly what I was going to say, that it feels like Satyug right now, like the golden age now, when we are here.
Yeah.
That's what I experience anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, still, like, you know, there are sanskars, iron age sanskars right now. Still, we are all transforming. We're not perfect still. Right. But once when we become perfect, each soul, when they become perfect, so then there won't be this, the level will increase even more. Right. It will be like that. Yeah. The question is okay, but also sanskars, the transformation hasn't happened. We are in the process of transformation, so each one will attain a perfect stage in golden age. Only then we'll come there, right? So it's that. Yeah, we are getting qualified for that. Okay. So should I continue with Vishwakishore Bhav? Okay, one more hand. Okay.
This is regarding, maybe in the end, if you can share something about Pihu, because those powerful Murlis from Pihu, but we don't know the background, how Pihu happened and what was, if you know anything about...
I think it's
about...
not necessary to go into that, okay. Because it's like about, you know, Sandeshi, going into trance and all those things. So maybe it's not so much important as of now to understand those things. And yeah. Okay. Vishwakishore Bhav, as I said, was the son of Brahma Baba's elder brother. So he was the nephew of Brahma Baba. He used to live with Brahma Baba. And as the yagya started off, from the first day itself, Vishwakishore Bhav had full trust, full faith in the yagya, full faith in Shiva Baba, full faith in whatever is happening. So he used to follow every direction of Brahma Baba. And his level of purity was too high. He was living with all the sisters, with all the dadis, right? 300 dadis, 300 sisters. But his level of purity was so high. He'd never had any body conscious vision towards anyone. So that's the reason Brahma Baba had so much of faith in Vishwakishore Bhau. And they didn't have their own kids. Santri Dadi and Vishwakishore Bhau didn't have their own children. So because they were following that pure life all through their life. And all the main purchasing and everything was done by Vishwakishore Bhau. Because always sisters, anything, you know, to be bought, go to the market, buy something, everything had to be purchased in bulk. Right. So all that purchasing, dealing with the Laukik people, all these things was done by Vishwakishore Bhau. And he was very obedient. And it's in India, it's usually said, if you want to teach anything to your daughter-in-law, you teach your daughter first. You scold your daughter first in front of her. So indirectly, the daughter-in-law understands that, okay, these teachings are for me. Right? It's like that. So you don't scold the daughter-in-law directly. You scold the daughter. So indirectly, it's like understood. The daughter-in-law would understand, oh, this is for me. So if Baba had to give some teachings to anyone, Baba would always scold Vishwakishore Bhau in front of everyone, right? And Vishwakishore Bhau would understand because he didn't do any mistake, but Baba is scolding him, so others would understand, oh, this is the thing. I didn't understand this, right? So you can scold anyone in front of the crowd, with so many, in front of many people, only when you have trust on that child. Right? Otherwise, if that child is very sensitive, how can Baba scold me in front of everyone? You know, like, if they get hurt, they get insulted. So then Baba can't do this, right? But Baba had so much trust, so much faith on Vishwakishore Bhau. So he used to use Bhau as a pawn to mend others. So that's how close Vishwakishore Bhau was with Baba. But there was complete faith on each other. Baba had complete faith in Bhau and Baba had complete faith in Baba. So when all the yagya expanded, and before also, like when it was decided, when Badi Didi, Manmohini Didi was sent to Mount Abu, to send to India to see a place for everyone to shift from Karachi. Manmohini Didi saw a few places and then they finalized Mount Abu. So then Baba sent Vishwakishore Bhau to do the final dealings, all the give and take, whatever money, the business dealings that they had to do. Baba sent Vishwakishore Bhau and also plan for the whole group to come, where will they come and how the whole group will be taken, all the bookings and tickets and all those things. So to do all that groundwork, Baba sent Vishwakishore Bhau to do all those groundwork, and then the whole group came to India. To Oka in Gujarat, and then from there they came from train to Abu Road. From Abu Road in buses they came to Mount Abu. And also when after coming here, in order to establish any new places, any center, Bhau was sent first to see the place, where it is, how it is, and so any construction, anything that Babu was Vishwakeshwara Bhau was sent and done doing. So then after, when the Yajna expanded, Ramesh Bhai came into Gyan, and in Bombay, Nirvair Bhai and Ramesh Bhai. You see the picture of Ramesh Bhai, right? Ramesh Bhai and Nirvair Bhai were in Bombay. They came in Gyan in Bombay. And then in Delhi, Jagdish Bhai and Brijmohan Bhai were in Delhi. So they came into Gyan in Delhi. So they were young brothers who got involved into Yajna, not only on the level of knowledge, but also seva. On the level of seva, they got involved in different levels. They became active in level of administration also. Then Vishwakishore Bhau, because he was getting old, then all of a sudden he got sick. He got unwell. He was in Bombay. Vishwakishore Bhau was in Bombay. And the doctors wanted to operate on him. And because some doctor was going on leave, they said, okay, you have 1 week time. We will operate you next week, they said. So then Bhau thought, okay, 1 week, what will I do? I'll go to Madhuban, be with Baba. So Ramesh Bhai also came. Ramesh Bhai, you see the picture. So Ramesh Bhai and Vishwakishore Bhau and Santri Dadi, three of them came back to Madhuban. They spent 1 week with Baba, ate, had meals with Baba, talked a lot about the Yajna, about accounts and all the system, because Ramesh Bhai was taking care of accounts, like he was into chartered accountancy. So many issues of the Yajna was talked about. And later on, when they were living, so this is a picture when they were living. After 1 week of all this, they spent with Baba. And when they're living, and this is in the courtyard of Madhuban in Pandav Bhavan, a taxi came and they loaded the luggage in the afternoon, after lunch, at 2 o'clock. And when they almost about to leave, Baba asked Ramesh Bhai, go and bring Chandrahas Dada. Because Chandrahas Dada was taking care of photography, sound, all the departments was with Chandrahas Dada. Baba asked Ramesh Bhai to bring Chandrahas Dada. Then Ramesh Bhai said, Dada is sleeping now. So Baba said, no, wake him up. Wake him up and bring the camera. Ask him to bring the camera and click a photograph. And this is a photograph that was taken on that day. And after taking the photograph, everyone started to leave. Vishwakishore Bhau, Ramesh Bhai and Santri Dari, three of them left in this taxi. And as they were traveling, Ramesh Bhai asked Vishwakishore Bhau, he said, I was so astonished by the behavior of Brahma Baba. Why did Baba do that? Because, Baba usually would run away from photography. If anyone would take a photograph, Baba used to say, no, don't take a picture, don't take a picture, don't remember me, remember Shiva Baba. Always used to say that, right? So Baba would never encourage photography. But today, when we are leaving and Chandrahas Dada is sleeping, and you're asking the Dada to wake up and then bring a camera and take a picture. And why all this, Dada? It's something very abnormal. Why is this? Ramesh Bhai asked Vishwakishore Dada. And Vishwakishore Bhau, he smiled and he said, there's a reason to that. He said, because Baba knows that this is my last meeting with Baba. He won't be seeing me after this, he said. And Ramesh Bhai said, wow. Then he was so dumbstruck. What is it like? You're not going to come back? What's it? And Vishwakishore Bhau said, no, I'm going to leave my body. Because why? What's going on? He said, because I had asked this from Baba, because
there are new children coming, youngsters, educated. So they are taking care of the yagya, because all these brothers, right? They are educated, they know the world now, and they can do more service. So let them take over now, take over the service. Please allow me to go to the advance party and take care of the situation there. So Vishwakishore Bhau had asked Brahma Baba that he wanted to go to advance party, leave his body and take care of that now. So then Baba had agreed. Baba had agreed. And now this is a situation where Baba knows that this child is going to leave the body, and he himself know that he is going to leave the body, and is so calm. Like, you know, and no one else know, apart from they both and Santri Dadi. Santri Dadi also knew that he was going to leave the body. So they are so normal, so everything. So it's just like winding up, you know. Whatever Bhau knew about the yagya, whatever discussion, whatever he had to give away everything. So he gave everything away to, you know, all the information, whatever he had to give. He shared everything, so he didn't have anything, so he emptied everything. And now he's going there and he knows that he's going to leave the body. They went and Babu got operated, and after five days or one week of operation, Babu left body. And when left body or did all the cremation, and when the Babu left body, Ramesh Bhai asked Baba, should we bring the body back to Madhuban? Baba said no, cremate it there itself in Bombay. Because when the soul has left the body, so when the soul was there, then Baba gave so much, you know, to the soul. And then when the soul left body, Baba said no, cremate the body there itself. And Santri Dadi went to Baba, took the message. Baba said, actually the child wanted to leave the body during operation itself. But Baba kept the soul in the body for five days or a week. Because otherwise, if the soul left the body on operation table, doctors would be defamed, right? It was doing good. So otherwise, so then Baba had to keep the soul in the body for 5 days, and then, these are so elevated souls. They say on the path of bhakti, Ichcha Mrityu. Ichcha Mrityu is a process like the very elevated souls, when they say, okay, I want to leave my body, they leave the body. So this is like Ichcha Mrityu. They wanted to leave the body, and Baba said, okay, leave the body. And they were taken, and then he is taking care of the advance party now. Yeah. Okay, this is Santri Dadi, the Laukik Yugal of Vishwakishore Bhau. And she is a very elevated soul, I can say. Very simple, very humble. But actually, her name is something different. But it's not mentioned in any of the literature, in any of the books, her real name. But Baba used to call her as Santru. Santru is like, you know, in Hindi, Santra is orange. And her face was like very like orange, like, you know, like round face, orange, like red. Like, that's the reason Baba used to call her as Santru, with love. And this is Santri Dadi next to. This is Santri Dadi. So beautiful, right? All those Dadis were so beautiful in their young age. And yeah, she used to follow the footsteps of Baba, and she was a messenger, a personal messenger of Baba. And after Baba left body, actually when until Baba, Brahma Baba was there in Madhuban, she used to take care of all the store. You know what Munni Ben was taking care before? She used to take care of all the store and all the personal things of Baba and all the stock and everything. And also the personal messenger of Baba. Because she was like a daughter to Laukik Baba also. So it was like that. So after Baba left body, she went to Calcutta with Nirmashanta Dadi. And she served there in Calcutta for quite some years. So after a few years, when the museum, the big center was constructed, after that, she said, okay, now I want to go to Madhuban. So she came along with Nirmal Shanta Dadi to Madhuban. And somehow she felt that, okay, now my task is done. Now is the time for me to leave body. So in Madhuban, early in the morning at 4 o'clock, during Amrit Vela, she left body. So it is also like somewhat like a Ichcha Mrityu. Like someone, they feel that, okay, now it's time for me to go. It was like she didn't have any suffer too much when she left body. Yeah, Manmohini Didi. And Manmohini Didi was also belonged to a very rich family, just like Brijendra Dadi. And one of the, like, you know, Mukhya, you know, like they say, in a village there are very, you know, like a Mukhya, there is a head of the village, like. So she belonged to such a family. So if anyone had any problems or any issues, her family used to sit and solve all those things. So she belonged to such a politically high status family also, along with being rich. Didi's level of discrimination, power to discriminate, was very high, very high. Looking at the soul itself, meeting the person for just 5 minutes, Didi would just understand the past, present and future of the soul. What the quality and way that soul belongs to. So Didi used to understand very quickly. And when Baba left body, the Manmohini Didi was made the chief of the organization along with Prakashmani Dadi. But until then also, Didi, most of the time, she lived in Panda Bhavan along with Baba. And also, as I said, when Didi was sent to India, when had to decide that which place to finalize. So Didi was the one who came and finalized the place, Mount Abu place, because she got the invitation from her relatives from Bombay. Her relatives lived in Bombay, and she came on the basis of her the invitation of those people, and then she was the one who decided the place. And also, one of the challenges that she had to face, of course, she was married and she was a mother. She had a kid, I think a son. She had a son, but she left everything when the yagya was, when the yagya shifted to Karachi, she left everything and came to Karachi. So because most of the time she used to live in Panda Bhavan, along with Baba, being a right hand of Brahma Baba. But when Brahma Baba left body, she was in Allahabad. And Prakashmani Dadi was here. And Baba gave everything in will, gave hand in hand to Prakashmani Dadi. And Prakashmani Dadi was made the administrative head. And Manmohini Didi was made the additional chief of the organization. So that was, I think, that was a little bit of a challenging situation for her to adjust or accept it. But these great souls, they would just say, they would just follow what Baba wants them to do. That's it, right? So she just accepted that. Otherwise, you know, everyone in the yagya believed that Manmohini Didi would be the next chief of the organization. But everything was changed, like, you know, but Shiv Baba gave this message, gave this direction that this would happen. So, it was only because of their level of dharana that everything went on so smoothly. You know, nowadays when an organization, if the head leaves the body, so there will be a lot of quarrel among the subordinates, who will take the gaddi, who will sit in the seat, you know, all those things. But everything went on so smoothly when Brahma Baba left body, because everyone followed the directions of Shiv Baba. And so much of humility, so much of, you know, they didn't put themselves first, but they always put yagya before themselves. So it was always yagya. It was not me. What is it that Baba wants the yagya to be run? How the yagya ought to be run? So it was always Baba and yagya before themselves. So that was a challenging thing for her, Manmohini Didi. But later on, you know, like, she won hearts, everyone's heart. Of course, Prakash Mani Dadi, everyone knows. I don't want to talk much about the popular personalities. I think everyone knows about Prakash Mani Dadi, how she came into Gyan, and she was made, and her specialities, of course, she was a dynamic leader, and her, okay. I would love to speak about Hridaya Pushpa Dadi, because no one knows about her, right? Hridaya Pushpa Dadi is the Laukik sister of Chandramani Dadi, the elder sister of Chandramani Dadi. And you see in this picture, all those sisters are wearing, all the dadis are wearing this dress. Some are mothers, you know, some have kids. And some are kumaris, you know, like, so Baba made everyone to wear this, to get rid of their body consciousness. And Hridaya Pushpa Dadi's life story is very interesting. Actually, she was a widow. She got married, and actually she had so much of, vairagya, disinterest in the world. She didn't want to get married. But that was a norm for every girl during those days to get her off married, right? So out of the force of the family, she got married. And within 6 months of her marriage, her husband left body. So now, in 1930s, a life of a widow was hell. Because she was not supposed to mingle with any of the family members. She was not invited in any of the celebrations, any of the marriages or any of the puja or any of... And she was supposed to wear white dress, not wear any ornaments. And she was not supposed to eat normal spicy food. She all dry without taste. So that was the life of a widow, and she was not allowed to sleep on a cot, on a mattress. She was supposed to sleep on the floor. Why all these bondage is because to control the senses. Because if a widow, she experienced all the luxury, might be her senses would want more, then it will be difficult for her to control her senses. So that was the rule for a widow, not for a widower. That was a rule for a widow at that time. So life of a widow was a hell at that time. So she was crying and crying all the time throughout the day. 6 months before, I was a kumari. So 6 months after, now she's, I'm a widow. Right? So it was a hell. Her life was a hell. So she was crying and crying the whole day. Looking at that, her mother also used to cry. Oh my girl, my daughter, her condition is like that. What to do? So there was a lot of sorrow in the house. So at that time, Brahma Baba was having this Om Mandali gathering. And somebody told her, okay, this gathering is happening. So maybe if you go attend there, so you will get some peace of mind. Everyone is getting the visions of Krishna. So come, let's go. So in order to pacify her, one of her friends took her to Om Mandali. The moment she saw Brahma Baba, she started to smile. You know, until then she was crying. You know, at the moment the gathering was not happening, when she went to Brahma Baba's house, Brahma Baba was just sitting there, and she met personally Brahma Baba. She went and met personally, and Brahma Baba was already informed that this sister is coming. So the background and everything was informed to Brahma Baba. So Brahma Baba gave her drishti and made her understand the knowledge of the soul and slightly. And then for half an hour, that's it. Baba gave a little bit of knowledge of the soul. Then within half an hour, she has to smile. You know, within half an hour, the transformation happened in that soul. So that was the power of Brahma Baba. You know, a soul, a person coming crying, and within half an hour, that child is living, laughing, you know, literally smiling brightly, laughing. So that was the power of Baba. So when she went back and she gave this knowledge to the whole family, so the whole family started to come, her mother especially, her mother and her sisters, they started to come to looking at her, her friends also. Oh, such a big transformation in her. Now she's not crying, she's smiling, she's doing the normal course, normal work. So everyone were attracted towards her. So pleased. And looking at her, many people started to come to Om Mandali. And as they came, the whole family started to come. There was a time in the Yajna, because there was a lot of opposition happening in the Yajna. So Baba said, okay, bring letters from your parents or from your husbands. You know, somebody, from letter from your family, that they are allowing you to come to attend Om Mandali. So now she went back, the whole family, her four family means her mother and the sisters. They went back to her father and asked for a letter. We want a letter to attend this Om Mandali. And the father was against it because he was a very big businessman and he was listening to all types of negative news about Om Mandali, and he was dead against Om Mandali. He said, no, I'm not going to write the letter. I don't want you to go to Om Mandali. Sit here in the house. And you know, he just started to scold. And what to do? They wanted a letter. Now, Dadi went to Baba and told Baba, Baba, this is what my father is saying. He doesn't want to give a letter. What to do? Baba said, okay, just tell him that I want to talk to him. Come and ask him to meet me. Come and meet me. Then Nadi was happy, okay, but she was in confusion whether my father will come or not. But even then, Dada Lekhraj had a very big name. He was popular. He was a very respected personality. If he is calling to meet you, it's a level of prestige, like, and you can't refuse it. Right. So now when he was asked to come and meet Baba, he couldn't say no because he was a prestigious person. Like, how can I say no? In a Laukik way, he was very popular, right? So now he couldn't refuse. So Dadi's father, he went and met Baba. Because they are all almost of same age, right? So Baba couldn't give much of Gyan. to her father. So just met, said hello, hi and everything. And then said, okay, you go and meet Mama now. So he went and met Mama. So Mama started to give gyan, to give knowledge. And she knew that this person eats non-veg, drinks alcohol, everything. She knew the background because it's a normal thing there at that time, right? So Mama started to give the knowledge of the soul and how there. She had to say, okay, this is a temple. The usual knowledge that they gave. How can you to the idol, to the god deities, can you give food, prasad as, you know, non-veg food or anything. She explained everything and he was so impressed by the knowledge. And he was so much, he started to accept knowledge. Yes, he started to realize, this is temple. How can I put all these negative things, all the non-veg and all these things in my temple? And he started to realize. And he said, he promised Mama, yes, from today onwards, I'll stop eating all these things. Within half an hour, see how a Tamopradhan soul just comes in front of Mama. Mama gives him knowledge for half an hour, 45 minutes, and he accepts, yes, Mama, from today onwards, I'm going to leave everything. I'm not stopping all these things. So literally he went back home and he had a small, pub-like thing here where he kept all his alcohol drinks. So he started to remove and throw everything onto the road thing. When he started to throw, his brother came and said, why do you want to throw all this expensive alcohol? If you don't want to drink, let me go. Let me use it. Let me take it. He said, no. When I'm not taking it, why should I give you and create sin? So I don't want anyone to use this. So he put everything, he broke everything, he destroyed everything. And from that day itself, he decided the whole transformation happened. And he wrote every letter, give permission to everyone, all his family members, and also for himself also. He said, okay, along with you, I will also come. And after that, when they went to Karachi, he dedicated everything. There were few families who dedicated, the whole family dedicated into the yagya. So this was one of the family. He wound up just like Brahma Baba. He wound up all his business. Rudra Pushpa Dadi's father also wound up all his business, gave away all his earnings to the yagya. The whole family came into the yagya. So, let's see, they're so powerful Mama and Baba were. Like, just in a matter of just half an hour, they met and they transformed. That's what they say about Mama. There's not a single soul to whom Mama gave course and the soul didn't come back. And didn't belong to Baba or didn't become Baba's child. No. Each child to whom Mama gave course, each soul became Baba's child. So that was the power of Mama and Baba and all these dadis. So later on the whole family came to the yagya and they surrendered and they were with the yagya the whole time. So dadi and Chandramani dadi, and her mother and everyone were there. So after, when Dadi came with the group here in Pandav Bhavan, I think in Karachi this incident happened, because they all belonged to a very wealthy family. They didn't know how to work, how to cook, how to do the daily courses. So once, in Karachi, Baba used to give different programs for the day, right? Throughout the day, what are you going to do? Baba used to give the schedule. So one day, Baba said, today, each one of you will go to Mama's room. each one by one, will Mama will sit in her room, and each one by one will go to Mama's room and meet Mama and ask Mama about the further purusharth, what they are supposed to do personally. Until now, what you have done, and in the future, what is it that you have to pay attention to. So each one will go and talk to Mama. So now each one is coming, talking to Mama and going out. So now Gurudev Pushpadadi comes. And Mama and Gurudev Pushpadadi are all of same age, almost same age, they are classmates. So Mama used to look at her like a friend, often like a humjeans. So Mama told her, you are very Gyani soul. Your Purusharth is very good. Your efforts is very good. You're doing well. So Mama started to praise Rudya Pushpa Dadi. So Dadi said, but at least I should be having some weakness. Na? Tell me about that. I want to do correct myself. I want to improve myself. Please tell. So after a few minutes, Mama said, okay. You are very knowledgeful, so you spend most of the time studying, writing and reading. But now, there is a little bit shortage in karma yoga. So you do less karma yoga. So you have to pay attention to your karma yoga now. So Dadi said, okay Mama, I'll do this. So when she comes out, everyone starts to come to know, oh, Mama has given her task to do karma yoga now, do physical work. So every department sister know now, oh, pull her. They start to pull her. Dadi, come to my department, come to my department, come to my department. Then Mama said, no, let me put a rota, a schedule. For morning, 1 hour she'd serve in this department, another hour she'd serve in this department. Mama gave a schedule. So one of the thing was, the next day, Dadi was supposed to whitewash a room. Because everything was done by themselves. There were no professionals hired, right? So they had to do by themselves. And in those days, we didn't use distemper. We used chuna. Chuna is whitewash, like calcium thing that is done there. Okay, so chuna, we used to use chuna. Okay. So, Dadi didn't know how to paint with chuna, with the thing. So now, she puts her hand into the chuna, and as soon as you put, you know, like it starts to burn, right? It burns a lot when you put your hand in the chuna. And it's burning, literally burning. Right? But Baba has asked me to do, Mama has asked me to do. With that thing she is doing, like, with the hand she started to do. And somebody passed by through the door and saw Dadi doing, painting with the hand. Like, she didn't know how to use, she was supposed to use the brush or something like that. They shocked and then suddenly they came and washed her hands and Baba came to know about this. And Baba had so much love for Dadi, you feel so innocent. But they didn't know the ways and means of the world, right? They were so much into a capsule, like. But they had so much of dedication. No, Mama has asked me to do. I should be doing it. So she was doing it. So then she burned her hands and all the medication was done. And for the next few days, until the hand was okay, Baba fed her. And that was the thing. Like, okay, one loss, but Baba gave us so much love. And Baba fed her, like, because she wasn't able to eat for the next few days. So innocent, but so much of dedication that they had for Baba's task. And then later on, when they came to Madhuban, here Mount Abu, Dadi was asked to go to South India because no centers were open. And we didn't have any invitation also from South India. But then Baba just gave her 5 rupees in her hand and asked her to go to Bangalore. And with just 5 rupees in her hand, by train, she landed in Bangalore by train. She didn't know the language. She didn't know the people. She didn't know anything, but just one Baba, support of one Baba, that's it. And she came. For nowadays, for us to travel alone, it's something different. You know, we can manage ourselves, right? So we are, because we are efficient enough, because we are born and brought up in that way. So to go to a new place all alone by ourselves is easy. But for those days, who didn't have the exposure of the world, were in Karachi inside for 13 years, 14 years, and came to Madhuban. They were inside. They didn't have the exposure of the world. Going by all by themselves alone, it was needed a lot of courage. So Dadi came to Bangalore all alone, and because of her, now you see the whole South India, you know, in Karnataka. Maybe, you know, 40s or something. 40s or something. Yeah. So she's arrived there, and because of her, but Dadi used to speak a little bit of English. That was a speciality, because in Murli, Baba uses some English words, na? Philanthropy, rise and fall of Bharat, and all this. So she would use all those English words, what Baba used to use. And in South India, people speak little English, so they don't know Hindi. So a little bit of English. So looking at her, Karuna Bhai. She gave knowledge to Karuna Bhai first, and she's in tutti futti English. Still, she gave knowledge to Karuna Bhai, and he was so impressed. This dadi speaking English, see? But so innocent. But yeah, they were attracted towards their purity. Then gradually, service expanded. Yeah, Chandramani Dadi, you know. Right, Chandramani Dadi was the additional chief of Brahmakumaris until she left body, and she was the director of Gyan Sarovar, and Gyan Sarovar was constructed. And she also took care of Punjab and all those northern areas. Baba gave her the title Sherni, Punjab, Sher of Punjab, Sherni of Punjab. Lioness of Punjab, Baba used to call her, because so much of courage she had. There was a lot of terrorism in Punjab when this was happening. So with her courage, with the vibrations of the yoga, tapasya, the whole atmosphere got changed and everything got transformed. And also, you see the picture where Dadi is standing. She was taking care of the hostel also. She was one of the teachers in the hostel. Okay. So do you want to ask anything? You want to? Because now people are dozing off. You want to ask anything? Let us have a conversation now.
My curiosity has always been that Dadi Chandramani, you know, how did she come into Gyan? Like, you know, was she related?
Dadi came into Gyan along with Brudya Pushpa Dadi.
Were they related?
Huh?
Were they related or just friends?
Sisters.
Oh, they were sisters. Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah. They're sisters, Brudya Pushpa Dadi and Chandramani Dadi. They are both sisters. So they came. First, Brudya Pushpa Dadi came, and then Chandramani Dadi came. Along with, like, just... Yeah.
There are lots of stories about dadis in went to Amritsar. You know, there was a lot of opposition there. Can you tell us something about that too? Just a few words on that.
Yeah, initial days everywhere there were oppositions. Because of the issue of purity, right? It was an issue in Karachi also. It was an issue in India also when everything started. So a lot of oppositions everywhere. But in one of the places where it was too much, and everyone, you know, all the main people, main men of the town, they got together, really trying to close down the center and all those they were doing. So Baba sent Mama to that place. So Mama was, okay, Mama was an image of tapasya, right? Her vibrations were so powerful. So Mama went there, and she in the morning she went, and then she got prepared, and then got ready, and she sat there on. There were two floors, ground floor and upper floor. In the upper floor, in one of the in the main hall, she sat there in tapasya. And those people, when they came, the Mama said, "Okay, allow them to come." So they came. They came to fight with all the sticks and all those things. They wanted to scream and, you know, catch hold of everyone and pull everyone out. And the moment they came and saw Mama, it was like they got, you know, vision of a goddess. And because of her vibrations, and they just sat there, had a chit chat, and towards the end of the chit chat, they just bow down, they know, sashtang, they do, no, they just lie down and do namaskar. And they said, we were so wrong that we had all misconceptions about your organization and this and that, looking at you, looking at the vibrations, you know, like there was so much, they melted ever. And that was it. So in many of the places this happened, like, yeah.
I had listened to a YouTube interview of one of the dadis where they said that the people who had gone against them or were anti at that point, then they were the ones who were doing pehredari for their yagya also.
Yeah, yeah. Later on, they were very supportive. They were very supportive, yeah. The brother wanted to ask.
Om Shanti. So,
Om Shanti.
A lot of these dadis and Brahma Baba and Vishwakashore, right? You say that they had very royal personalities, but Baba says that the ones who come from the beginning have to become the most tamopradhan by the end.
Yes.
But it seems like they were the most elevated at the end.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Elevated in the sense like, okay, physically maybe they were not so... you know, not well dressed or well, you know, not etiquettes or anything like that. But then with the sanskars, they're very royal. Maybe they didn't know how to eat with fork and spoon and, you know, how to, all those things. Like, not all those etiquettes wise. But sanskar wise, they were very royal.
And for, like, you know, souls from the beginning that would be creating the most karmic accounts.
Yes.
Yet they were born in very rich families.
Not really. Not really. Like, it depends on their own journey. Their own journey. Not, we can't generalize, right?
Oh, you're saying that, the dadis, they were born in the wealthy families.
Yes. Because, see, in this, in the last birth, they were born in that rich family. Just imagine, just before births, could be how royal, more royal they would be like. That is the lowest level of their journey. Okay? That was the lowest level of their journey. Just imagine how elevated the previous births would be like. It's not the lowest of all, but the lowest of their journey. Right? They can't commit so much, you know, sin as the normal person now, because they are elevated. They can't go to that level of tamopradhan, because they are so elevated.
One of the interviews,
Yeah, yeah. Last birth, yes. Last birth also they were so powerful. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
What we do now, it even, you know, for the next birth, starting from our first birth, right up to almost end of Dwapar and even beginning of Kali, we still have that goodness in us. We still feel the happiness of our past.
Yes.
Because of our present, the yes. Sanskars and the qualities that we develop. So yes. I think because these are such elevated souls, definitely theirs will be much, much royal and yes. Higher.
Because they come from the beginning, right?
Yes, so absolutely.
They belong to the royal family. So, yeah, that's there. Yeah, the lessons that we learn from them is, you know, it's also feeling that pride that we belong to such a family, right? So, in terms of Alaukik family, we say we belong. This is our family. So, these are our ancestors. So, we belong to that family, right? So, when we have that deep feeling, yes, these are the dadis, they belong to us, and we belong to them, right? So, actually, in the Alaukik world also, we have the person who belonged to a very royal family, or if their great grandfathers are very popular, very powerful, or had a very big position, they would be proud. Oh, my great grandfather or a father, grandfather are so like great. I belong to such a clan or such a family. So they feel so much pride. So here also we need to have that pride. So we belong to such family where our ancestors are so elevated, right? So great.
You know what you were saying. I just wanted to share one of the incidents of Dadi Chandramani, like, you know, say the oppositions that they got, because Amirchand Baisap was one sharing.
Yes.
Because he came into knowledge and he was very much close with the Dadis. And what Amirchand Baisap said was that, you know, in Punjab, they were, because of this red light and, you know, the songs playing, they said, you know, what is this is happening? You know, this is a brothel, whatever, why they play this song, red light. They say, okay, we'll take them to the police station. So what was happening was, both Manohar Indra Dadi and Chandramani Dadi was walking in the front, like, you know, taking the, and everyone was at the back. They were shouting like this, and Dadis were going along. So they went to the police station, and then these people said, you know, these sisters are doing this and this. And then the police person said, I'm going to put all of you in the jail. Why? Because it's their freedom, you know. If you don't want to listen, just don't go there. What's your problem about it? So now it was done. So they gave some message to the police person as well. And, you know, police came to drop them off to the house. And then all of them were given this warning that if you went next time and create problem, we'll put you into jail. And then when Dadi came back, and then both the Dadis, so Amirchand Baisap says they were expressing that how Dadis were, that Dadi came and Manohar Indra Dadi said to Chandramani Dadi, Dadi, today very good service happened. You know, it was such a nice service, we can't believe. And Amirchand Baisap was saying, well, you were taken to the police station and, you know, saying the service. They say, yes, there was a big service happened. So they were coming and nicely chatting and laughing about it. Okay, today a good service happened. So that's what one of the incidents Amirchand Baisap was sharing.
Yeah, see. So just see the contrast, no? From where they came from, Laukik, such a royal, respected family, and such a wealthy family. Now when they're serving, they had to listen to all the defamation. All the defamation. So that also they faced with happiness. Like, you know, they didn't say, oh, let us stop. Like, you know, we are getting insulted. You know, I don't want to get involved with this organization or this yagya. So, yeah.
Could you say that we are, you know, this would be correlated to the point which was brought in Murli today, that any tough situations, if done with yog-yukt way, it can be entertainment?
Yes. Yog-yukt is... I remember a few years ago, you know, like one brother who's very senior in the yagya, we're just having a chat and he says, you know, there was a point last year in my life where I thought I don't want to associate myself with this organization because the all sorts of things that are happening, you know, maybe some negative happening or some people are saying something, and you know, like, I don't want to get associated with this organization because people think this way or that way. I was wondering, like, where is your faith gone? Right? So look at these dadis, you know, like, so much of defamation that they had to face, and to the level that it was called as brothel, right? So because of the red light and that we meditate in and all those things, to that level of defamation that they had to face, but even then they never had a thought of, you know, living this life. So where, like, nowadays even some defamation, some things, some people say, oh, let us not get associated with this organization. Like, you know, I'm different. I don't belong. Like, it's like that level of... So the dadis are dadis because of what they did, right?
Actually, not only were they elevated souls, they were very strong souls.
Strong. They were strong. That's why they were elevated, right? They were very powerful. The faith was unshakable. The faith that they had.
Subhant Ben?
Yeah, it's. I can hear you. I can see, yeah.
Okay. Subhant Ben?
You can use the mic.
Yeah. Turn on the mic.
It's there.
Subhant Ben, could you please tell us something about King Vikramaditya? They say that he was the first king to, or they say that he maybe he was the one who built the Somnath Mandir.
Somnath Temple.
Yes.
He's Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba's soul.
Yes.
Yeah. He is the one who started off with bhakti. Constructed that Somnath temple. Yeah. But we don't, because when we look into the history, it's all like confused, you know, all mixed and everything. But accordingly, what Baba says, that bhakti started from there. Like, you know, corporate started from there. Like, so now the history is all, you know, dismantled. Like, it's like, right? So according to Baba, yes. That's Brahma Baba's soul who has started Somnath Temple. Okay. So nice to know about the yagya, right? Actually, there are many, 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 many stories about Manohar Dadi, Shantamani Dadi, Anand Kishore Dada. There are many. So I think it's time to stop now.
Om Shanti.
Let's see.
Could you please continue this if you have time?
I have time, but then...
Maybe tomorrow.
Can we continue that session?
Because it's so
otherwise,
inspiring stories, so it's we should know.
After lunch?
There is something very interesting happening online. So we are thinking something about for January. Okay. So we will go elaborate on the whole yagya story online.
Can I just...
Okay.
Just one last request.
Yeah.
Can we...
actually, I think I would say 2-3 years back, I listened to one of your session on drama.
Drama.
You talked about understanding drama accurately, something like that.
Okay.
You run that session.
Okay.
And I had it in audio with me, but
okay.
My phone, you know, died.
Okay.
So I lost that class as well. But
okay.
That class was like super.
Okay.
Would be 3 years back, before COVID, definitely.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if you can speak, give us a session on drama again. It would be wonderful.
Okay, we will try and see how the slots, because tomorrow is somebody else's class.
Yes.
That we have already organized. Each day it's like finalized already.
All right.
Until Sunday it's finalized. So each day one session, one class.
Hmm.
So maybe after Sunday sometime.
Yeah.
If you are here.
I'm here until 20th.
Yeah. Okay, after Sunday maybe we can.
I'm not here, so that's going to be my loss.
You know, you can't have everything at the same one time.
Online one, like,
which session? Yeah, sure. On drama.
And another quick question.
Okay. I don't know what they have fixed for 7:30. That's for Hindi. They'll be having Hindi class at 7:30. I think it's on YouTube. My drama class. It's on YouTube. Go for, yeah, I think it's on YouTube. Okay? Okay. It's a never-ending story, actually. Let us think, like, if it's like... we are thinking of doing something online, so it will be on YouTube, so you can watch it anytime along with pictures. Now I'm just having one picture and elaborating on that, but we want to give more pictures of the yagya and do something like that. So hopefully it will be either available on Gyan Saroor YouTube channel or DF YouTube channel. You know the link of both, like DF channel, you know anyway. So, see, it's on the YouTube. Okay, so a few minutes of silence. We'll meditate and finish this class.
हमारा सारा जीवन आपने खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया। हमारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया।